Vermont Supreme Court Justice Marilyn Skoglund will step down from the state's highest court this fall. Skoglund made that move official this week in a letter to Governor Phil Scott. Skoglund has served on the court since 1997. Notably, she was just the second woman named to the state Supreme Court, and she never went to law school. To talk about her court tenure and her future plans, Justice Skoglund joins me now. Good afternoon.
Hi.
So first, why make the announcement to retire right now?
Well, I wanted to give the Judicial Nominating Board time to put out a notice to get applicants in so someone can actually move in and take my place come September 1st when I leave. Mm-hmm. So 4 months, I figured that was good enough lead time.
Yeah. And so you, speaking of that, you were appointed by former Governor Howard Dean, who is a Democrat, and current Governor Phil Scott is a Republican. The nominating board will put forward nominations, but Scott will choose who fills your seat. Do you have any concerns about that process?
I do not. It's Vermont. I just don't think that any governor is going to risk a negative appearance for the Supreme Court by putting someone unqualified on the court. So I'm not worried. He'll do a good job.
You were appointed with a long track record in the judiciary and the attorney general's office, but you had passed the bar having never gone to law school. I'm curious how that perspective has informed your approach to being a Supreme Court justice.
I regret not having the luxury of going to law school and listening to intelligent people lecture to me. But I was blessed with having the opportunity to work at the Attorney General's office, where they took me under their wing. I was loaned to all the divisions, so I got instruction in constitutional law and criminal law, everything but probate and family, practically. It's a hands-on education, and it's just like an apprenticeship. You learn that way, I think, just as well. Of course, I had to be disciplined. I had to do a lot of homework and study for the bar and go outside the day-to-day work to learn other things like secured transactions and bulk sales, which thankfully I've never had to deal with as an attorney or a judge.
Before you got into the legal world, you got a bachelor's in fine art and sculpture. Sort of been in the forefront, am I right, that you've turning the Supreme Court lobby into sort of an art gallery, more or less?
Oh, yes.
And so, I mean, I'm curious just what parallels you see between art and legal practice.
In art, it taught me to think, I hate to say outside the box, but to come at issues from angles that you wouldn't normally think were appropriate paths to an answer in the law. But I think I have a flexible mind, and that, I believe, comes from a fine arts background.
Is there any way that that's come through in how you approach a decision or writing a decision?
In writing, I really loathe the formulaic court decision patterns, and I try to jazz up my writing when I can, you know, make a really long sentence and then pop in a three-word sentence and just keep the reader interested. And also, I really love writing. So thinking about who is the actual audience? Is it the people of Vermont? Do I want to tell them a story when I'm presenting a decision? Or is it the legislature? Do I want to encourage them to address the issue? So it's the writing part of this job has been my greatest joy.
What will you miss about the Supreme Court?
I will miss the intellectual challenge of pulling apart the legal arguments that are presented and trying to figure out what exactly is the resolution that is sought and what exactly the law allows. But I'm not leaving the practice of law altogether. Justice Dooley and I are teaching a J term, the January term, at Middlebury College in January on state constitutional law. So that'll be fun. And I'm doing research and hopefully could pull together at least an article about evidence in the Quran, the Old Testament, and the Torah. It's so interesting to me, the laws that are in those great books that are so similar and so interesting. So I will still be having my fingers in the law, but mostly I'll be trying new things. I'm taking Spanish.
Okay. All right. And so other are there other pursuits that you're planning on going for after this?
Yes, I want to be a bartender. I think I would be a great bartender because I love to talk to people. Other than that, I'm going to need a job, a real job, come next, March, April of 2020. So if you think of anything.
Well, it sounds like you've got a couple irons in the fire.
I do.
Okay. Justice Marilyn Skoglund will step down from the Vermont Supreme Court on September 1st. Justice Skoglund, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.